Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, Monday, June 9th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Pasola?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Gatz?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Mix?
Here.
And Bird?
Here.
Recognition of our visitors. We have our Friends of the Library, Kathy.
Friends of the Library.
Any amendments to the agenda, Shirley? Anybody? No? Presentations? No presentations. If we can approve the minutes from last month. Okay, I make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
Any correspondence, Shelley?
No.
Public comment? We don't have anyone here. And Friends of the Library report?
So Eagle Scout Sean Humpage came and presented his project to the Friends this morning.
Okay.
And we voted to assist with the project. So
everything's
going along as planned. We just needed some clarification about what he wanted us to do, and everybody was fine with it. So we'll help on a monthly basis to keep the mini food pantry stocked, and we'll follow the same procedure that we use for the lobby book sale. One person will do it on a monthly basis. They'll go in once a week and restock.
Okay.
And everybody was okay with that.
Okay.
The treasurer's report listed a balance of $29,820. Some of those funds are encumbered funds to be used to support library programs that we've already allocated the money for. And we continue to investigate fundraising possibilities. On June 20th, 20% of the proceeds from orders from Panera Bread will come to the Friends of the Library. So we're investigating other things like that we don't have a huge amount of work to do on it.
Sure.
Right.
And then also we decided we will march in the Independence Day Parade, and we will be distributing red, white, and blue necklaces.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We don't have a staff for staff comment. Report of the treasurer.
On that note, we do have, if you notice, it does cover the end of fiscal year 25 and then the beginning of fiscal year 26. So I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the bill list as presented, with total bills paid in the amount of $30,793.49, total payroll in the amount of $41,369.68, for total disbursements of $72,168.17.
Second. Roll call.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Pasola?
Yes.
Report of the Library Director.
We
are in the throes of summer reading. Very busy here at the library. Our theme this year is level up in the library, so a lot of the themes and games are based on video games and that. Kathy told you about the Panera fundraising event that they're doing. You're also doing a Disney family trivia on Thursday the 18th. We have a canine story time on the 20th. And the pharmacy and bee program, that's this Saturday at pharmacy and bee in, I think it's Newark, considered Newark there.
Okay.
We are currently accepting bids for our LED lighting project. So tomorrow is a pre-proposal meeting scheduled for 9 o'clock here at the library. The city's facilities manager will be here to answer any questions that vendors or contractors may have. The last day for questions are due on the 12th, and if any addendum needs to be posted, it will be posted on the 24th. The proposals due to the city by 10 a.m. on June 30th. That's when they'll open the bids. Next meeting, I'll have more information for you, guys on that. The managers have all completed their staff evaluations, and they'll receive theirs this week or next week. I had two staff members resign this month, and we have filled their hours with current members right now, so we're not going out to accept the applications just yet.
Okay.
I signed an IGA with Prairie Cat for a new mobile app that's will be rolled out sometime in October. So there'll be more information coming on that. Their marketing team will be putting together materials for us to pass out to our patrons, getting them aware that a new app is coming. Let's see. That's really my report for this. Oh, I did want to mention, I gave you guys two handouts.
Yes.
I created an annual report.
Yes.
And the Hub is a new digital magazine that Mike has started to put together. So I printed it out this time, but I'm going to sign you all up in your trusty emails so you'll get it digitally next
this
time.
This is great.
This is good.
Yeah, this is really impressive.
Very nice.
Holy.
Yeah, really impressive what he's doing.
This just encompasses so much.
This is a great marketing piece for you as far as.
Yeah, he's done a good job. You know, he took the thoughts from the
newsletter.
From the strategic plan.
Okay.
And that's what he's come up with.
That's good.
This is wonderful.
It's really nice.
Very good.
So he'll be working with our marketing person to really start to spread the word on this. But yeah,
this is I even like he has the calendar, whole calendar on the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yep. So that's my report.
Okay. We don't have City Alive, the I song. We did have a meeting.
Can I mention, we don't have a current one.
Oh.
So they are still, City Council still in the process of assigning someone in liaison.
Okay.
So they'll let me know when that happens.
Okay. We did have a standing committee today, which was the personnel. And we'll be updating the board next month. Mm-hmm. It was for our director's annual performance evaluation. That's all we have for standing committees. Unfinished business. We talked about last month the library meeting room usage under the Kendall County's continuing operations plan. I did reach back out to the judge with all of our questions, and Shelley actually put together for me a list of all of our questions as well as the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that given the questions raised, it looks like their use of our facility presents too much potential disruption. So they will seek other public entities to fill that.
Okay. We weren't a match.
On to new business. Board of Trustees officers nominations. And Shelly has given me a form where we have a new process, or most libraries do this process. I was told, and so this is the process that we'll be using going forward. I now open the nominations for President, Vice President, Secretary, Treasurer of the New Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees. Is there a nomination for the office of President?
I nominate you, Sarah.
I was going to say,
Okay. Is there a nomination for the office of Vice President? I nominate Carrie to continue. Any others? Jeez. The floor is open for any other nominations. Secretary Jason, Treasurer, I nominate Jackie to continue. And the floor is open now for anyone else, trustee, to nominate who they would like to nominate for these positions. Okay, so I ask the candidates if they accept the nomination. I accept it.
I accept it.
Carrie accepts.
I accept it.
Jackie accepts.
I accept it.
Jason accepts. So the nominations for President is Theron. For the Vice President is Carrie. For Secretary is Jackie, and Treasurer is Jackie, and Secretary is Jason. And now the nominations are closed. Are there any discussions at this time? If there are more than one candidate, okay, we only have one. So since there is only one candidate for each office, we will have a blind ballot at the July. No, sorry, there's not more than one. So we won't have a blind ballot. So July board meeting, we will have a actual election roll call for the rollout, the election process. This is the way that we're doing it now. So
that's what's in your bylaws, is that you do the nomination process in June and you do the vote
in July.
Okay.
And it's been that way for a while, but she just made it more formal for us. So this is the process. Okay, thank you, Shelly. Now, new business, fiscal year 26 staff wage increases.
So, on page 37 of the packet, I just put together a memo just to clarify that when you approved the budget on April 14th, that it included a 5% COLA increase for all eligible library staff. And just the reasonings behind doing this. Good morale. It helps support retention, reinforces our commitment to equity and staff well-being and fairness, and recognizes their hard work and dedication. So
that's good.
I just wanted to let you know that I'll be going forward with this with the city.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it will be retroactive to May 1st, right, our fiscal year. Okay.
Okay. Next item for new business is discussion and approval of purchase of meeting room chairs. And that's these chairs.
So these chairs get moved daily, sometimes 2-3 times a day. And we're just looking at getting something more lightweight, easier to store, and getting beat up and
nasty. So do it rather cumbersome.
I'm going to let Sharon talk a little bit, because she did a lot of light work on this.
So Sue Smithmeyer, she's on the Friends group, and I
said we would do a little bit of the background work for Shelley so she didn't have to do it. So what we did was we looked at 7 different vendors. Shelley had given us some catalogs, and we also looked at some vendors that we knew, like when I was in the library at Plainfield, other places. 7 vendors, 20 chairs is what we started with. So Sue created this amazing spreadsheet with certain criteria that we were looking at for every chair. And the criteria was, and we talked to Shelley about this before we started it, like what's important to you. So the weight limit, we wanted to have a minimum of 300 pounds that the chair would hold, as well as the weight of the chair. So when we're moving it, you know, it's not as heavy as this chair. So those were 2 things we looked at. The size of the seat of the chair for things like yoga and just comfort when people are coming to programs. There was a 3-4 inch difference sometimes in the size of the seat of the chair. The stackability was one thing we were really looking at, right?
Yes.
And the carts that went with it. Was the cart specific to the chair? Was it a generic cart? How many could stack on the cart? How easy was it to move? All those types of things. The material that it was made out of. So the choices were usually poly, mesh, or vinyl. And it was a combination of the seat and the back. There were a variety of choices. The warranty, the range was 10 years to a lifetime for the warranty.
Wow.
The cart information and how easy that was to move. The price of it. And then were they fully assembled? Because some had like 100 or more pieces per chair and you had to put them together yourself. So you're like,
no.
up immediately. So we narrowed it down through a variety of discussions to 2 that we thought looked the best. The 2 vendors were the library store and KI. So Geneva happened to have the chairs from KI. And so we contacted a librarian there and said, could we actually come and see them and sit on them and move them or talk to you about them? So she was wonderful, the lady we met up there. We went up to Geneva, actually sat on it. There was a program actually going on at the time we were there. And I said, I want to stack these things. I want to take it off and I want to put it back on because the chair from that they have in Geneva from the vendor called KI, they said you could stack 35 chairs on one, cart. And I could not imagine that, like, if I was helping, that I could get 35 chairs, up and off.
How high is that?
Unbelievably easy. It was crazy. I could not believe how easy it was. They're only 12 pounds. They're so lightweight. The cart, just the way they're stacked on the cart, super easy to get on and off, super easy to move that cart, even on carpet. I could not believe it. I did not believe it would be as easy as it was. I was amazed. So that chair has a lifetime warranty. They get heavier use, or as heavy as we do. She said they're moved every single day, lots of times, 2 and 3 times a day. They're 5 years old, and we were really looking at the condition of them. And just a few of them had like some scuff marks because it's poly on the bottom and mesh on the back for a little more comfort, on the back. And they looked almost brand new. It was unbelievable. She said they have never received a complaint. There has never been a problem with the chairs. So we were like totally impressed with this chair. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. We brought pictures back to Shelley and talked with her about it. So then the other chair was from the library store. So I called them and I said, before we make this kind of investment, we want to see it. We want to sit on it. We want to move it, And I was like shut down immediately by this woman. She said she could not give me, that was personal information. And I said, I'm talking about a library, a government organization, a community center, I said, okay, could I give you my information and could you ask somebody close to Yorkville, can this woman come and here's why? No. Shut me down, would not, get off the phone, lady, was the message I got from her. Wow. No, we are not helping you. So I said to Sue, if that woman wanted to help when we're trying to give them money for a sale, I'd hate to see what would happen if there was a problem and we're trying to do a warranty claim or something.
Right.
So we were back to this chair. So we recommended that chair to Shelley for all of those reasons, and it was an amazing. I was amazed by it, and if they're getting as much use out of it as they are, and they're still in great condition, and they haven't had any complaints or any problems, I feel confident that we could recommend that to Shelley. So,
can't believe the library store.
This one was from KI.
No, I know, but the library store would not allow you.
Yes,
to,
yes.
That source,
I, You can understand that with personal information, but I'm thinking, well, I wasn't asking for anyone's personal information. So, anyway.
Okay, so.
With that said, I did get a quote from the KI vendor, and this is my first time I've come into a surcharge of a tariff.
So,
these chairs are expensive.
Okay.
And so that's where I also, we've been talking with the friends of the library, and I wasn't at the meeting today to know what was discussed there or not. But I had talked to the friends saying, you know, we have an account. It's our gifts and memorials account. It has $54,000 in it. And I feel we could use that money towards a portion of these chairs if the friends were wanting to partner with us on this venture. So all in for 100 chairs, it replaces every chair in here. With the surcharge, there is also an $1,875 delivery charge.
Whoa.
Because they have to, they might have to put them together or a portion of them together. They are unpacked and all that packaging gets taken back.
It's like a white glove delivery.
They were willing to waive that if we had a maintenance person to do that. So
Jerry, I think there's someone you could ask.
that's a decision to be made later. But
do they put them together then?
They would, yes.
Okay. So it's they're basically delivered.
Put them all together, all 100 chairs.
The total quote is $918.86.
Which actually doesn't sound terribly cheap. Yeah, I think that does seem.
And that's including the tariff.
It's $178 a chair.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
The way to look at it. And that was pretty comparable to the 20 chairs that you guys priced out. Mm-hmm. It might be on the higher end, but it met every single criteria that we were looking for.
And then that was also the three carts, right? That $20,000
yes,
for three carts.
Oh, that is
for making it movable.
That's fantastic.
Carts and chairs.
It seems like a good price.
It does
seem
like a good price.
Because these chairs have been here since then. Forever.
Did you talk them into taking these chairs away?
Yeah, do they do that too?
Yeah, no.
Bummer.
I'll have to look into...
So you're donating them somewhere?
I'll have to look into what our removal policy is.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because there is a value to them.
Right. They might end up somewhere else within the city of Georgia.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So,
okay. I think that sounds very reasonable.
What is the next?
So the next step is just to get your approval on spending some of that money in that account.
And then, Sharon, when you, or between the two manufacturers and the chairs and individual that was so...
Library store.
Libraries really kept it so close to the best. Were they comparable price-wise? I mean, like, that she particular chair that you love?
Right.
Does it seem...
I don't have my spreadsheet in front of me. Does Shelley? Yes.
I do.
Okay.
Their chair was library store. $141.
Okay, so actually it was more reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but does that include... Does the $141 include the...
Right.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not putting
so
together.
So they're probably pretty comparable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And was library store a lifetime warranty like these are?
Sharon probably couldn't get that information.
Ten.
I remember.
Oh, see, 10 years.
10 years.
Okay, so yeah.
10 years.
So lifetime warranty is assumed for the... what they consider the lifetime of the product.
Okay.
So it's kind of misleading.
For reasonable usage.
Yeah, yeah. But
right.
I learned that. You're like, I need a year. They're like, it's lifetime. I'm like, that's BS. Yeah. Well, it's the assumed lifetime of the chair. So I said, just give me the years.
Okay. What would it be to?
10 years is probably what.
10 years.
I would, I don't like. That's to me. That's the only negative.
Right.
If they say lifetime, I'd rather know. You know, because if they said, well, 10 years, then that's, then it's comparable. But I saw you guys did a great job.
Yeah, I did. Excellent. Sure. Thank you, Sharon. Well, any other questions?
I was just wondering, when did these chairs? When did the library?
2007.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
Do they have color options? Did we select?
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't select any colors. Yeah.
And then is this the manufacturer direct? Is this their chair or is this a distributor? Do we know?
Because
if it's a distributor, then you have the opportunity to maybe
go directly
price
to
it.
The...
Yeah.
Maybe this.
I would maybe ask if they manufacture it or if it's something that they sell.
Okay. Well, there's a tariff being applied. You wonder where. Do they say
where it's coming from? Yeah.
But there might be other importers of the same chair, too.
So, Shelley.
Back to work.
So, the goal tonight was to present it to the board. What was the goal for it? To approve it? For us to approve the purchase of them?
And to utilize the funds.
To utilize the funds,
of that particular fund. Or to apply some of the funds from that particular fund towards the purchasing of the chair.
Right.
How do we know?
I don't know what the friends
are.
Yeah.
And we don't know either because we didn't talk about prices this morning because we didn't have Shelley's quote. Sharon thought it was about $20,000.
Sure.
We weren't sure, so...
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps next.
We need to know if the, you know, it would be good to know if the friends are going to support us and how much, and then we can make the determination. Okay.
And actually, to Ryan's point, if you ask for a copy of the warranty, that might have the actual manufacturer on it.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
If it lists, like, the usable.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with KI.
It's just KI?
Does it even come off the chair on the boat?
Yeah, the model? Yeah.
Is there a way you can determine that? Is it a KI chair or is it?
I think that chair is specific to them.
That model number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That brand name or that name, that model name. Mm-hmm. So.
And I'd like just like to add, we've been talking about this for, I joined the Friends a year ago, January. So that's how long we've been talking about to help buy new chairs. So, I mean, the friends will do whatever we can afford toward that. I mean, we're talking, you know, probably $8,000,
$10,000,
$12,000.
Oh, wow.
So, you know,
rather large.
I mean, if we go halves on it.
Sure.
I mean, but that's what we're,
yeah,
it's kind of in our mind.
Okay, where you are.
I love what we all said. I think you wrote it down. The warranty, the manufacturer, if they are the manufacturer, okay, fine, but if they're not, and we can find it somewhere else with a good price, that would help too, offset some of the costs. And then next month, we can, I guess you have your meeting to determine exactly how much you would be willing to.
Yeah, we can put that on the agenda.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
So for next month, we'll go back to try to approve it again
at
that time. Something that came up, a discussion of on-site opioid medication and trained staff. This is something that Shelley needs to bring to our attention.
Yep, so this memo from our attorney I received last week on page 38. So this is proposed legislation that's out there, Illinois House Bill 1910, which is requiring public libraries to maintain a opioid antagonist, so like a Narcan, on premises, and to have a staff member trained during operating hours to recognize when there is a need and to administer. It was brought up by a legal counsel that this bill is only listing the local library, and local library in library law refers to municipal or city libraries. So it doesn't mention library districts at all. So people are a little confused right now with the wording of the bill. So our attorney just wanted to make sure that we knew it was out there, and he will be in touch with more information. So in the meantime, I reached out to the Campbell County Health Department, asking them if they have the Narcan available, and if they do training. And the director there responded to me that they have Narcan available for the public at the health department. However, it is Kankakee County that has the grant that covers Kendall County for training and the free Narcan. So she pointed me to them and their website to reach out to them. I brought this up during the administration meeting over at City today, and police chief said that he would be willing to do the training and provide the Narcan as well. So,
And the attorney said we need to have that on hand right away.
So, I create a policy.
Okay.
And we'll look into training in that. It's not required as of yet,
but it will be
proposed.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be hard to monitor if you have a staff member. Right?
Yeah, because if you have people
training. We're going to have to train everyone.
I was going
to
say that.
Well, and if there was
almost like like the heart.
Yes,
but the defibrillator. Thank you.
They're quite the same, though.
Well, no, they're not. that was my point.
Really,
but a lot of places were keeping them Narcan in place as if in the same area in which the defibrillators were.
I think we would keep our
and CPR stuff and whatever. It was like a whole
desk.
Yeah.
I would think that it should be kept there.
We do have an AED device,
Yes, we're seeing this is
coming. But originally when it was being checked where it was, they were being stolen.
Yes, so of course.
There was that brought a whole other layer to the decision that was made.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Something else that we have to think about. Any other questions regarding that topic? Otherwise, we don't have anything else on our agenda tonight, so I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.